Officially, this is the first workday of the new year 2017.
That's right.
Civil.
Happy New Year.
Kim Whitley, my boo.
For real.
What's up, boo? Happy New Year.
Lavelle Crawford.
Woo.
Hey, Tom, what's going on? Happy New Year to you, Civil, and Kim Whitley. I didn't know that was your boo. Now I done found out everything this morning.
It's a new year.
It's a new year. And every Tuesday on the TJMS, it's Lavelle Crawford and Kim Whitley from Los Angeles.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah,
baby. What's
it's
going
gonna be
on?
Fun.
Yep. Happy New Year.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Boo, did you have a good Happy New Year?
I did.
Yeah.
I had a good Happy New Year.
Yeah.
I was,
did you go to Cleveland or you stay out there in California?
I was in Cleveland
for
Christmas, and then I flew back and I spent New Year at a water park, an indoor water park with Joshua.
Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to spend
the water.
Yeah, you got to put your time in so when I leave him for 5 weeks at a time.
Mama?
With a limousine mama. Driver as his babysitter, yeah.
Okay. She's one of us, Lavelle. She's one of us.
Yeah,
she's just like a dude. Yeah, I can get that time in.
Don't you remember when we went to the water park that time?
Right.
Yeah, I put my time in with you. Okay, I know you 18, but you were 6.
like my son be like, we going to see that movie Sing? I said, maybe. Let daddy get a nap in.
Lavelle,
how was your New Year's? How was your holiday?
Man, I spent it with my wife and kids, man. That's all I did.
You didn't work?
I ain't do nothing. I didn't work. I worked the day. I worked 2 days before. I produced my own show in Detroit, Michigan.
Wow, that's the way. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. I did it. I did it the rich man way.
Ooh.
You know, even though I ain't come out rich, but it did good though. I want a big shout out to everybody in Detroit for coming out to Masonic Temple. Lavelle put it down. We had a great time, man. You know, we only had 3 week push, but we did. We filled up good, huh? We filled up, you know, most of the floor, all the floor, and then some of the balcony. So that's all I can say.
Oh, you filled that 200 seater up, huh?
I got my money.
Good. You did good.
Well, Kim, you know, you ain't been on the road with me in a while, so you don't know what I'm doing.
But
so
soon
you lay up with time, them 200 seaters might turn into 2,000 seaters.
Oh, God.
Slow down.
That's how we going to start off.
The snorting has begun. Yes.
Right, it has begun.
And how was Christmas? Christmas was good.
Tom, go ahead. How was your Christmas? How was you and Tom's Christmas?
Why you in? Don't worry about what we were doing.
Did he unwrap you?
Don't worry about it. You see, I'm working, don't you?
I'm not worried about it.
You see, I'm working right. It was a big bow, though. It was huge. The bow used to be small.
Okay.
It gets bigger and bigger as the years go.
Everybody like big gifts.
Yeah.
Everybody like big gifts. Did you wrap? You keep the wrapping paper, Tom?
Yeah, he kept it all right.
You kept the bow. Well, my Christmas was fantastic. Can I tell you a Christmas story?
Yes, go ahead. Tell us it.
Right.
Do we need Christmas music?
No, that's hilarious.
You can do that. You do that because I just found out Santa Claus is real name.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, I found out it's Shaka Claus.
Shaka Claus.
What's that?
Well, I'm gonna tell you. If you
sound
sit back, and get your hot.
Get my hot chocolate.
Slavery don't sound like Shaka Claus. Get your hot cocoa and sit down and relax by the fire.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Twas the night or the day before Christmas or 2 days before Christmas, something like that. I was at the Gucci store, figuring out how I'm gonna buy my wife something from Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure it out. I was in there flip flops or handkerchiefs.
Wait a minute. You were looking at the flip flop section and handkerchiefs?
Hey, I was doing the best I can.
That's all you could look at?
Hey, look, we got bills. We can't put it all on Christmas.
Not even the wallets?
Hey, look, I was looking at the wallets. I was weighing them up and keychains. I was saying both of them are not. But anyway, along came Shaka Claus with his family. He had 10 kids. Shaq walked in with his kids, and I was looking at these shoes. I said, boy, if it's a Christmas miracle and I can get these cold fly shoes to wear to my show on Thursday, I would sure be happy. And Shaq said, ho, ho, ho. You like them shoes?
I said, yes, Mr. Claus, Santa Claus. And he said, put him on my black card. He put my shoes on his black card. I had some other shoes. Shaka Claus grabbed him, put him on Shaka Claus. He put him on his black card. Then my son, I got him some shoes, too. It was just so happened that he was there, bought them shoes. We bought my daughter a gift. He bought that. Bought all our stuff on the day before Christmas. Two days before Christmas.
What about your wife's gift?
My wife, I had already bought her. I was a day too short. Shaka Claus had already got her something.
You got her that keychain?
Yeah.
The flip-flops?
No, I got her. I got her a scarf. But he was.
You got your wife a scarf, and Shaq bought you shoes.
That was from Shaka Claus. I can't argue with what Shaka Claus do, but she was going to buy my daughter shoes. She didn't have to buy them, and my sister was like, my wife was like a real G. She just disappeared when Shaq started pulling that black card out. I touched it.
Did you touch the card?
I said, Lord.
Are we still talking about a credit card?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because that would have been my situation.
He's a simple. That's Kim work. I don't do that kind of work. Even though I was worried about it, though, I was going to have to wake up with a rose in my mouth. But he said, not this time.
Not this time,
Lavelle. You can stay dressed. Thank you, Shaka Claus.
Aww.
You know, and I felt so good. And I told my wife, let's go to other stores in the mall. And see if Shaka Claus just pop up. And we put stuff on the table. He never came, so we had to put it all
back.
We had to put our iPads, iMacs, all that right back on the shelf.
Shaka Claus,
it was a Christmas miracle. He bought us all kinds of stuff, and everybody around wanted pictures. We got a picture and gifts.
Wow.
And he bought his 10 kids something, too.
I didn't know Shaka Claus was real.
Shaka Claus is real. It is not Santa Claus. It's Shaka Claus.
That's all I need
so
to know.
Just think about that when you out and you be naughty and you're not nice, Kim. Uh-huh. You up here paying homage to the wrong Claus.
Let me explain something.
Tama Claus give you a job, but Shaka Claus give you gifts.
I'm going to take the job so I can keep getting gifts. Okay. Let me explain something. I think Tama Claus got a black card, too.
You wouldn't have to
and
wake
a purple
up.
One.
He does, but he ain't letting you do it. He going to make you work for everything you do up in here.
And I'm going to have a rose in my mouth.
He more like Tama Pimp.
Tama Pimp.
He Tama Pimp than Shaka Claus.
Well, he has
you
played
had to wake
a
up
pimp
at two. You had to wake up 3 o'clock in the morning putting no makeup, got a thermos, you got fruit, you got a Galaxy phone. You don't even have the updated phone. You got a dangerous phone over here.
I got to work my way up. Oh, my God.
Maybe next year.
Tama
Pimp, take care.
Tama Pimp.
You know what I did yesterday?
What you do yesterday?
I went to Ricky Harris's wake.
Aww.
I know that sounds sad, but it really was a lot of comics. His mama was funny. Everybody was funny. It was sad, but it was so funny. Yeah. And he looked really good in his casket.
But how did he
you
die?
Can't say that. You can't say that about nobody laying in no casket. Why you going to say
he looked good?
He wasn't moving and dancing around.
Stop.
See, black folks saying stuff that don't make no sense. I don't want you to say I look good laying in my casket. That's the best he ever looked. Laying there. Laying there on that fluffy satin pillow. Oh. Not... Eyes not open, mouth sewed shut.
There wasn't sewed glue.
Sewed shut.
It was glued shut.
Okay, glue. He meant to have a good funeral director.
He looked good. They had a little beanie on him. He had his
not making fun of Ricky Harris.
He would love that. Ricky Harris would love that. Every Tuesday on the TJMS is Kim Whitley and Lavelle Crawford in the funny chair. And coming up this morning, Trick Daddy, Boris Kojo, and more seriously ignorant news from Damon Williams. All that and more on the TJMS this morning.